Praise the Lord. So good to gather tonight in the presence of the Lord. Time to come to the instruction of the word. Message title tonight is Go, comma, prophesy, exclamation mark. Go prophesy. Let's trust the Holy Spirit to speak into our hearts tonight in a fresh way. Turning to Amos chapter 7, verses 10 to 15. The prophet Amos. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Just a real quick mention that Israel, speaking of the northern part of the land of Israel, Israel at that time under the kings had divided 10 tribes in the north called Israel, 2 tribes in the south called Judah. The northern kingdom had become apostate. They were serving idols, had fallen away from the worship of the Lord. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. This prophet has come up here to disrupt the land. He said, this land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away into a captive from their own land. Then Amaziah said to Amos, Go, you seer, flee to the land of Judah. Go back where you came from. There eat bread and there prophesy, but never again prophesy at Bethel up here in the north. For it is the king's sanctuary, we have our own gods, we have our own system, and it is the royal residence. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit. Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go prophesy to my people Israel. Amos, a young man who stepped into vibrant relationship with God. He had a common life, common occupation, a sheep herder, a man who tended an orchard of sycamore figs. But God did something in his life that took him out of the mundane, out of the ordinary, and he stepped into high spiritual purpose. What about you? What do you want? Do you want vision? Do you want purpose? Do you want something inside of you that is really worth living for? To walk with God, to speak his word, to make a difference in the earth? 3 points tonight. Number 1, follow the flock. The Lord took me as I followed the flock. Amos said, I was no prophet. I was no preacher's son. And the good news is, you don't have to be. God will start with you right where you are. Say, well, my family has kind of fallen away from Christianity, and there's not much left in our family, and God wants to start with you. Say, well, I'm a first generation Christian. God wants to start with you and lift you like he did Amos. Lift you into another realm. Lift you into a realm with purpose. Lift you into a realm with spiritual power and some dynamic in your life to make a difference. Follow the flock. Get in with God's people in a vibrant way, in a meaningful way. Fall in with God's people. Fall in with the flock, and you will be amazed what God will do in and through your life if you follow him, if you're faithful in the body of Christ and the local church among his people. None of us is so special that we don't need to walk in the footsteps of the flock. Song of Solomon 1, 7 to 8. a young believer is talking to her beloved, Jesus. Tell me, O you whom I love, where you feed your flock, where you make it rest at noon. For why should I be as one who veils herself by the flocks of your companions? Jesus, the beloved, said, If you do not know, O fairest among women, you blood-washed precious daughter of mine, follow in the footsteps of the flock and feed your little goats beside the shepherd's tents. The Amplified says, Tell me, O you whom my soul loves, Jesus, where do you pasture your flock? Where do you make it to lie down at noon? For why should I be like one who is veiled, hidden, beside the flocks of your companions? Jesus, I want you, not your companions. The bridegroom said, If you do not know where your lover is, where I am, O you fairest among women, run along, follow the tracks of the flock, and pasture your young goats by the tents of the shepherds. This young lady, bride of Christ, says, Jesus, I want an intimate relationship with you. I want you. But I don't want to go to church. Jesus said, Young lady, that's not how it works. If you want to get to know me, you have to get into my flock, and you have to walk among my people, and there you will find me. And little by little, I will reveal myself to you, and you will find out who I am. From glory to glory, I will make myself known. You have to tread where the people of God have trod and where the people of God are presently now treading. That's God's way. He took us. He'll take us as we follow the flock, as we get meaningly involved with the house of the Lord and do his will. She said, well, okay, but Jesus, what about my kids, the little goats? What about my kids? I can already see that a goat nature is coming up inside of them. But mom, but dad, but I don't want to. Jesus says, I want to save your children and you. You bring your little kids. You bring those little goats and get them in with my flock. Feed them beside the shepherd's tents. Get them to church. Get them to the children's ministry. Get them to Sunday school. Get them to the activities. Get them to the youth department. And there I will change and transform their lives and raise them up in my image and purpose. Psalm 78, 70 to 72. He also chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes, the spiritual mothers, who could say that had young, he brought him, to shepherd Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. The Lord chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. The Lord took the young Shulamite maiden in Song of Solomon and brought her forth in his presence, and she developed and grew and became glorious as the bride of Christ. He took Amos from following the flock. Number one tonight, follow the flock. We can't underestimate how important it is, even though many today are. It is the path of the Lord. It's the way of the Lord. Again, none of us is so special that we don't need to walk where the saints have walked and follow the footsteps of the people of the Lord and be a part of them. Number two, go, prophesy. Well, that can be a little intimidating. Go, prophesy. And the Lord said to me, go, prophesy. Who, me? The Lord said to me, go prophesy. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Have you heard the Lord, the Holy Spirit, saying to you, I want you to begin to prophesy? I want you to begin to speak in another realm. I've got a new vocabulary for you. I've got something that's inspired. I have an utterance for you that'll lift you and carry you in my presence and power. The Lord said to me, do you know that the Lord wants every son and daughter of his to prophesy? Prophesy means to speak by inspiration, that every one of God's people will be filled with praises, with promises, with the declaration of the word of God, with the counsel of the Lord. The Lord said to me, go prophesy. To be so filled, to call on the Holy Spirit, to ask God, to yield yourself as a willing vessel, as a living sacrifice. Say, Lord, come and do a work in me. And you begin to pray intensely, and you begin to worship fervently, and you call on God, and you cry out to God, and you shout unto God with a voice of triumph, and you get into the Word, and you read that Word, and you memorize that Word, and you rehearse that Word, and you meditate on that Word until it becomes a fire in your bones and a sword in your mouth. His Word was as a burning fire in my bones. While I was musing on the Word, meditating on the Word, repeating it, speaking it, praying it, the fire burned, Psalm 39:3. And Jesus, in the book of Revelation, has a sharp two-edged sword going out of his mouth. That is the Word of God. Call on the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you utterance. It's for every person down inside of us, such a life-giving, holy fire of God that we begin to speak differently. We speak God's words. We speak God's way. Acts 2:17-18. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Speak by inspiration. Something that's inspiring them, a word inspiring them to speak beyond the natural, to speak beyond the mundane, to speak beyond the dreary level of this world. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out of my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. They shall speak by inspiration. Listen, there is no higher prophecy than this book. This is the highest prophecy. This is the ultimate prophecy. And when we are declaring this word, and when we are singing the scriptures, and when we are speaking the counsel of the Lord, we are prophesying at the highest level possible. God says, that's what I want in my people. Tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. Our tongues on fire by the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:3-4. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. There's a flame for you. There's a flame for you to come out of heaven and live in it. One sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We call on the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, tongues of fire. I want a tongue of fire. I want my tongue to be on fire with the words of the Lord, with the promises of God, with the counsel and the declaration of the Lord. Tongues as of fire. We call on the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, set my tongue on fire. Let your word burn in my bones, and let my mouth out of it come a two-edged sword, that I can speak your word and walk in your Spirit, walk in the level that I'm called to. John 7:37-39, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. The Holy Spirit in the believer. Not a dry creek bed. Not a little trickle now and then. But Jesus said, rivers of living water that will change your life and transform your world and renew your landscape. The inheritance of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rivers of living water by the Holy Spirit. What a direction of the Spirit for us. Go, go, prophesy. Maybe you haven't been prophesying enough lately. Just kind of down by things and the heaviness of the world and circumstances. Go and prophesy. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch you in such a way that the first thing out of your mouth every living day and in any given situation is the powerful promises and counsel and word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Go prophesy. An army of young people in this church, they walk out, they get out of, off the bus, they get out of the vehicle to walk into the school, and there they go, speaking in tongues, saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, make me a light. I pray over this school. I pray over situations. Make me a blessing today. Use me, Lord. They walk into school, prophesying, speaking in tongues. Oh, hallelujah, the flow of the river of God in them. On the job site, in your vehicle, as you're driving, as you go about your day, as you walk down the street, go prophesy. Declare the word of the Lord. Pray the promises of God. Speak the word of the Lord in every situation, wherever you are. Psalm 35 and verse 28, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. Hallelujah. My tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. Well, let's have the worship team come as we close out with number three. Overcome the world. Overcome the world. Amaziah said to Amos, go, you seer, you prophet, flee. Never again prophesy at Bethel. Never again prophesy in these parts. You know, Isaiah or Amos lived in a time like our time. It was a time that was filled with idolatry, philosophies of men. The land was filled with immorality and darkness, pleasure-seeking philosophies, ideologies of men. It was a world that was turned upside down. It was in darkness. It's like our world today. And they tried to silence him. The world tried to silence him. We don't want to hear that voice. Religion tried to silence him. The politicians tried to silence him. The devil tried to silence him. But he said, I will not be silenced. I'm going to walk through this land, and I'm going to prophesy, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to speak the Lord, or the word of the Lord. And because of it, he lived in a high spiritual purpose. He lived in the presence of God. He lived with fulfillment. He lived with meaning. His life counted. It hit the mark. It brought deliverance. It brought change to people's hearts. Say to me, say to ourselves tonight, I'm not going to let anybody silence me. I'm going to keep prophesying. I'm going to keep worshiping. I'm going to walk down the streets and hallways of this city wherever I go and whatever I do. I'm going to speak the word of the Lord. I'm going to declare the word of the Lord. My heart is going to be on fire for God. I'm going to have the praises, the worship, the honor of the Lord Jesus in my life. You know, Jesus said, John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He said, I've overcome the world. I don't live in its system. I don't live in its vocabulary. I don't live in its turmoil and debate and argument and conversations. He said, I have overcome the world. There's a different voice in me. There's a different utterance in me. 1 John 5:4-5, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And everyone said, amen. Tonight, listen, follow the flock. Go, prophesy, and overcome the world. Let's stand together in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's yield ourselves to the Lord. You know, one thing the baptism of the Holy Spirit does, it puts utterance inside of you. It puts a voice inside of you. It puts a fire inside of you. Repent, be baptized in water, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Repent, be baptized in water, be baptized in the Holy Spirit. One thing the baptism in the Spirit does, it puts a river, it puts a fire, it puts an utterance inside. Complete with the outward evidence and expression of speaking in other tongues. Let's call on the Lord tonight. Let's allow that fire. Let's allow that river to flow. If you're here tonight and you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord. Say, Jesus, you're the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. I'm asking you in the days and that are ahead, that I be sensitized to your Holy Spirit, and there will come that utterance, and the word of the Lord will be in me, and I will know what it means to be beyond human language, where I'm speaking, and I'm flowing, and I'm declaring, and I'm worshiping, and I'm overcoming, and I'm filled with the presence and power of God. Hallelujah.